The Municipal Equality Index rated 137 municipalities on LGBT equality. Paul Guiguer, Deputy Press Secretary for the Human Rights Campaign, says they evaluated municipal law and policy and how local governments work with and for LGBT people.
Well, this was our first chance to really take a look at this at the municipal level, and we see that there's certainly work to be done. There are a lot of cities that scored very, very well. And so we know that some good work is being done out there. And there are several cities that didn't do so well.
According to Guiguer, the rating system allowed cities to earn a maximum of 100 points based on criteria in six categories.
So there's 47 different criteria, with each one being assigned a point value. So non-discrimination ordinances, relationship recognition, the municipality as an employer, which means that they offer domestic partner benefits, to their LGBT employees, and things like that.
Guiguer says it's proven that for a city to be a business power, they must treat their LGBT citizens with respect. The ratings of Florida cities range from a low of 15 for Jacksonville to the highest rated city, Orlando, 77.
Tampa got a 66, which is slightly above the national average of 59. So I would say overall, Florida probably did slightly better than the national average, with some cities falling below. Every city has some things they could do better, and I think overall, though, it was encouraging.
Guiguer says many cities nationwide are fighting for equality. At the same time, cities across the country also have room for improvement.
This is hopefully serves as a tool for the cities themselves to evaluate their policies and practices, and that's where the improvement will have to happen, is when cities implement these policies and these laws that are friendly to the LGBT community.
Our website, WMNF.org/news, has the full LGBT equality report. For WMNF News, I'm Olivia Caput.